From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Larry Larson.
I'm Andrew Richards.
And I'm Jeff Daly.
And Jeff, you're with us again this week. Tell us again where you're from.
I'm a senior director with the support organization at Microsoft, responsible for our diagnostic strategy, file management, and remote assistance.
And today we're going to get a peek behind the curtain. Tell us about what we're going to see today.
Well, today we're actually going to, we talked last week, first of all, a little bit about support and our investment around diagnostics automation. This week, I want to show the tools a little bit behind, you know, what our engineers use a little bit, and then how you can actually use these tools as a customer, which is pretty exciting.
Cool.
So I'll go ahead and jump in. So when you call Microsoft or you submit an incident online, one of the things you do when you select the product hierarchy, we call it the support topic, it'll offer up a diagnostics package for you to run automatically in most cases. Mm-hmm. When you run that package and you create your case, that data gets collected and is actually analyzed before, in some cases, the engineer even sees it.
Yeah.
So that when they go to the case, they already have all this insight into your information.
We get harassment emails from the system. It goes, you haven't read this yet. You haven't read this yet. Read it,
right.
Read it.
Right, right. We want to make sure our engineers are aware that they have this amazing asset available to them, right? So we call this UDE, and then it stands for Unified Diagnostics Ecosystem, where we've taken all of our tools and brought them together and automated them. And the result of that is this console is where the data is surfaced, right? So this is me. This is just a test support incident I have. And within the environment, I can see some basic case information about my customer's environment, the files that have been uploaded. I can actually, if I need to go do some targeted data collection after the case has been opened, I could do something like go put a keyword in here like TCP. So maybe I need to find something out about their network environment. And then, bam, I get a network diagnostics prompt, and I can send it to the customer. That ensures, you know, we talked a little bit about automation last time. This ensures that we're getting all the right data to solve a network type problem.
So how do we send it to the customer?
Well, all I have to do.
As in, what's the transport?
There's an email that comes to you. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to send this one. Let's go ahead and hit collect data. And that's going to go ahead, and I can actually, there's a localized message. I can put it whatever language I want, and then because we use this globally. And then I'll send it to, in this case, myself. And then I'll receive in my inbox a special mail that has a link to the diagnostics manifest. Mm-hmm. I'll then run it, collect the data, upload it to our infrastructure. Super secure. We take data privacy super seriously here at Microsoft, obviously. And then that data gets analyzed by all of our automation infrastructure, and we actually get these diagnostics results. Okay, so. What's really cool about this is that we organize, because we do so many checks, I mean thousands of checks. I mean, you know, we've got thousands of engineers, every time they run into a problem that they've seen a few times, they save that rule, right, kind of a recap here, and then the result of those new rules and pattern analysis is then exposed to anybody who receives data that's applicable to. And what we've done is we've made it so that we can actually organize these results using that support topic hierarchy, which is like product, sub area, et cetera, right? Mm-hmm. And so you can see here we have different levels of messages, and I can jump in, like this is an event log message where we saw an event 54, and this happens to be relevant to Outlook calendaring, missing meetings that I actually detected in my system. And it has a description of what the problem is. It points me out to a knowledge base article. We also have a social element that talks about who else has viewed this instance of the message. So if I have a mentor working with me and he's looking at my data, I can see that he's looked at it, and I can also see if other people have voted up and found it helpful. So in this case, look, we even have 22 other people that actually, people that have found this helpful, right? So there's a social element here too that allows collaboration and also reassurance as far as the quality of the results are concerned, which is pretty cool. Again, the really exciting part is all the tools that we've built over the decades are automated here in one place in the infrastructure, you know, sitting in data centers, not just under someone's desk, right? Super secure, and really allows us to scale thousands of people's knowledge.
Definitely. And it covers what type of topics? I mean, how broad is it? I mean,
Wow. So we have a huge investment in this platform, right? So we have dedicated roles in every one of our clusters, which is the support unit for...
It's like a group of products.
A group of products, yeah. So there's dedicated people for SharePoint, Exchange, Windows, et cetera, right? Mm-hmm. That are all listening for engineers to submit ideas. All of our engineers are committed to, if they see a reoccurring pattern, to... notify us via a submission mechanism, and then our dedicated diagnostic staff takes those ideas, vets them out, and implements them as pattern recognition or rules mm-hmm. in the system, right? Now, what's really cool about this is, you know, it helps our people internally as far as the automation, and it allows us to speed resolution of cases, get more insight, simplifies the data collection process for customers. You're never longer on the phone, spending hours stepping through how to get something off the machine, right? But the really other cool part is that you can actually use this as a customer through something we call Fixit Center Pro, and that's something I'd like to show too.
So when did we expose this publicly? When was Fixit Center Pro launched?
Well, it's been in beta actually for a couple of years now, actually, and we're just working to get the beta tag off of it. And what's really cool about Fixit Center Pro, and I'm going to show you the generic version of the console, is that we're working on different product integration scenarios, right? So we integrated it with the latest release of Office under the telemetry section. There's a link to it there where it takes you in, so you can run the Office telemetry package mm-hmm. And do diagnostics there. And we're working on other integration scenarios with other products in online portals.
So it won't be like a separate thing anymore. It'll be just part of the product.
It'll be part of the product. Yeah,
baked in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So show it. This shows how good this thing is.
All right. So this is the actual Fixit Center Pro console, right? So if you just go Bing Fixit Center Pro, remember Pro. There's Fixit Center and there's Fixits, which is kind of it's part of the Fixit brand, right?
Yeah. We'll put it in the show notes as well.
Pardon me? Absolutely. Yeah. You have several experiences. So first of all, you log in here with your live ID because it's an authenticated session, right? You're going to be collecting data. You're going to be uploading it to our infrastructure. We're going to be sending the results back. And it takes a little while because we do so many exhaustive tests against that data, right? We actually have several experiences here. We actually have what we call guided search. Remember I told you a little bit how we organize our products by support topic,
yeah.
Product, sub-area, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you can actually drill down through here based on the product and sub-areas to find recommended content. Also, you can create work items. So if you're troubleshooting something that may take some period of time to work on, and you're adding research notes, and you're looking at web links, and documenting your issues, you can save that here, and then add diagnostics to it, and you can even escalate these to our support organization and create a support ticket here, right? And then all that context is actually given to the engineer when the case is open. So this is the self-help diagnostics portion of it. In this case, I've got a couple of test cases I've been running. And the way you do it, if you want to create a new analysis session, is you just say new, and at this point, it'll take you over to a list of different diagnostics packages that we've made public. So you know, say I had a Hyper-V scenario, actually, I don't know, this is a Windows 8 box, so let me grab the basic Windows diagnostics report. All right, so test base diag. So what I'm doing here is I'm creating a session name that's going to be kind of the bucket to hold the data that was collected and any results that come back to us. I'm going to save that analysis session. And then it's going to allow me to download one of these diagnostics manifests, the particular one I referred to, and I'll be able to run that. And it'll begin downloading the troubleshooter. This is now, again, we have a couple hundred of these different custom-developed diagnostics troubleshooters. These are what we call SDP manifests. This one's targeted just for this basic. This one's actually somewhat generic, but they're targeted for lots of different scenarios.
So best for our international viewers, so are these servers that are hosting this infrastructure in the U.S.? Are they?
They're globally deployed. So we have them in Dublin, Singapore, and the U.S.
Mm-hmm. And based on your geographic region, you'll get it from the local data center and
correct.
That type of stuff?
Yeah. And this is actually localized in 18 different languages. So if you're in Japan, you can run the Japanese version of the tool,
cool.
Which is really nice.
Is there any cost for using this?
This is free.
Nice.
Right? Yeah. The really cool part here, I mean, this, again, speaks to our commitment to enabling our customers to help themselves, right? Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, right, old tools, very static.
Yeah.
This is based on, like, the very latest diagnostics patterns that our engineers are seeing. And realize there's like 5,000 or 6,000 engineers around the world dealing with tough problems every day.
Yeah.
And all of them are committed to notifying us if they see a pattern, right?
Yeah.
And then we get that in the system and we're able to recognize it, right?
And it seems really easy to use. Who is this geared for? Is this like an IT support person for a company or is this for the end user?
Well, in this particular case, this is probably a little bit more small and medium business to enterprise targeted. You could, as a regular, like a
just
mom
a
and
power
pop,
user.
You might be able to use it, or a power user maybe
yeah.
more so.
It's not really your IT worker. It's your like the mean coming over to your desk
like,
and helping
yeah,
you out.
Yeah, more so. Yeah, or even big enterprises use this type of diagnostic.
And what about access? Does it need to be run as administrator? Some of these data collection things.
Some of them need to run in administrative access because of the type of log files they need to collect or tracing they may turn on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It depends on the scenario. So this is going to take a few minutes to run. And the interesting thing is, right? Realize this is automation, right?
Exactly.
If you were doing this by hand.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it would take maybe an hour. In fact, in some cases, we have diagnostics, for example, for clusters that can pull logs from your entire cluster. And it would take, you know, I don't know, a day or two maybe if you, but you know, to go do something like that by hand, whereas it takes minutes using this mechanism.
And problem with timeliness is by the time you get to the other server, the data may have rolled and gone.
Right. Yeah. Automation is one of the things that allows you to get very coherent data also.
Yeah
and consistent, right? A lot of the feedback we get from engineers is if the customer has run the diagnostics for the case that we provided them, a lot of times they say, I've got everything I need to solve the case.
Yeah.
Right? That's why it's important that we get that data, right? So, like I said, this will take a couple of minutes to run. Once it gets all of the data collected together, it'll actually compress it into a CAB file, and it will upload it into what we call the self-help ticket that was created for this.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting about this, right, is if you do this and it doesn't solve your problem and you're still having it, right, and you hit the button to escalate this and convert it into a case, the diagnostics analysis that you have packaged, bundled up on the back end has what we call customer-facing messages, because some of this stuff is really deep or it's really new and not totally vetted out yet as far as the result goes, and something that maybe one of our expert engineers would benefit from. Those rules plus the results that you have that are customer-facing are bundled up in the back end, and when the case is created, the first thing the engineer sees when they open that case is your troubleshooting notes, and like what you've done with links you've looked at, and even all of their advanced diagnostics messages are available to them
when the
case is open.
We get harassed because the email system knows that you haven't read the email. It goes, you still haven't read the email. You still haven't read the email.
Yeah, so, it's a big bet, right?
Yeah.
You know, we've seen pretty neat stuff where, you know, in some cases, maybe the customer didn't go through this experience, but they opened a ticket online, they got a diagnostics manifest, and in some cases we actually show the result to the customer in the diagnostics manifest, and they solve the problem, and they're like, well, close the case before they even talk to the engineer, right, in some cases. So very, very powerful capability, scaling all of our engineers' knowledge around the world.
And it's relatively new. I mean, I joined just before this started, and I remember doing it the manual way.
Right.
And now it's just like, I don't want to do it the manual way anymore.
The data collection alone is, it just makes it so much easier, you know.
And then trying to find, and then the opposite side, the research side, trying to find that signature in a sea of information at Microsoft.
Right.
I mean, if you just look at the KB articles alone, there's 2 million plus.
Right.
And then you look at the internal information, there's millions or more documents internal, and it is a search nightmare to find that right signature in this breadth. And
We actually have a couple. The interesting thing about diagnostics and pattern analysis, right, is that there's actually, you know, other than just looking at aggregation of data and being able to not look at the rules, but the patterns themselves, there's two types of patterns, right? There's the things that might happen based on the way your machine's configured, and there are things that are more stateful that actually happened, right? So if you're looking through a log file and you see a sequence of errors, right, if not just one error, but one followed by another, then there's a high certainty that this happened, therefore this will resolve it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We also have the other type where if you have a registry set this way, a problem could happen, right? So we actually raise both of those types of diagnostics messages. So it doesn't like totally, you know, it doesn't always answer the question. It may give you results for other things too that could happen, right? Mm. Which is kind of proactive, right? In some cases you get the silver bullet, but in other cases you get maybe the silver bullet mixed in with, by the way, if you're configured this way, you could run out of pool or something, you know, whatever it may
be. While you're here, fix that while you're at
it. Yeah. So one of the things we've seen is that some of our engineers use this as a proactive method. So they'll help the customer get the case closed, but they'll also share with them, by the way, this configuration, you know, it would be more ideal if you went ahead and did it this way, right? So, oh, it's finished collecting. So now I can upload the data now, and that's going to go to our data center where it'll be decompressed, and then all of our diagnostics infrastructure will go through and scan it for known patterns and then push a diagnostics result back out to the Fix-It Center Pro console.
Cool. Can we see one that you've already done before, or have you got one?
Actually, I've got some test runs here. Unfortunately, my machine didn't have any. I need to find a machine that actually has something wrong with it. I don't have a diagnostics result here that I can show you. I should have been a little more prepared there.
That's cool. So,
It just shows up as a KB. So that's the thing. Well, actually, wait a minute. Here's one. Here's one right here. So what's interesting about the way this works is that I think we said this before, diagnostics is effectively a search problem, right? You're looking for all the elements, right? So one of the things that happens and that makes it easy to use is that when you get one of these results back, it has a link to a KB, right? So you go click on it and you'll go to the KB. In fact, the same thing is true for System Center Advisor, if you're a System Center Advisor user, that you know, we make sure that there's a good KB, and it's part of the criteria for making it customer-facing. It has to be a very solid KB, has to be a very high-quality rule. That you can go take action on, right?
So is there any way of users giving us feedback on the tool itself?
Well, actually, you can see that there's a voting button here.
Cool.
Was it helpful, right? So actually, we get voting results back, both in the internal tool and the external tool.
Awesome. So anything else you can show us that's kind of cool?
Well, I mean, I could talk a little bit more about some of the other things that we're working on that maybe we could...
Secret goodies?
Yeah, a little kind of some exciting things, and maybe we can actually have some PMs come and talk about those. You know, I talked a little bit about rules, which are important, right? But the other thing is things like data visualization, right? So if imagine you're a manager, right? And you got to go to a board meeting, and you show up, and you open Notepad. And you have 20,000 lines of statistical information. None of it's aggregated. It's just raw text, okay? And you're trying to present on that and find the outlier. And it's not sorted. It's just raw data, right? Well, historically, that's what our engineers have had to deal with, right? Looking at dump files, looking at log files, right? Looking at sniffer traces. Anybody who's looked at a sniffer trace knows that typically when you have some kind of collection, there could be, you know, 100,000 lines of trace there, right? Well, our product group is working on something called Message Analyzer. And right now it's actually in beta. If you're in the TAP program, you can download it. And it is really going to change something. The change how we think about log files, how we think about sniffer trace analysis. This is the same group that did NetMon. If you guys are familiar with NetMon, that's one of, you know, it's a really great sniffer trace tool. But they've expanded the scope to include log files, right? And instead of, you can go for that full zoom, but you know, as data gets bigger, you need to simplify it, right? And because we have the knowledge of all the protocols necessary, we can actually crunch down so that when you look at it initially, you get a summary view versus the thousands of lines you see.
So the
high-level conversations, and then you can drill down on the conversation and to the underlying protocols to where you need to, where you see an issue, right? It also has this great data visualization, which maybe we can show in the next show.
Definitely.
Really cool.
So it's all about like extending the parser engine infrastructure they kind of started in NetMon to just a broader scope, saying data's data. We've just been focusing on visualization of network data. We can now focus on visualization of any data.
Absolutely. And we can put rules there. The rules flow between the systems, which is really cool. So you're going to be able to get like the latest engineer content will actually be ported in the system. So, you know, one of the other things that's really interesting about where we're going with Message Analyzer isn't just the fact that, you know, we can parse and aggregate this stuff down to the summary views. If you look historically how engineers and customers and the world has looked at data, you'd have the event log up on a viewer over here. You'd have like the IIS log over here, and you would have like a sniffer trace here, and you'd be trying to correlate these different timelines and bring them together. Well, because they're aware of all these capabilities and can actually collect and trace all of these, we now have a temporal view where the data is interlaced. Mm. So you may see an event ID from the event log and a diagnostics result that has some insight about it. And then above that, you could see the things that happen on the wire just prior to that event, right? So it's really very, very powerful. It's going to change, you know, how we think about analysis in a big way.
And I assume the visualization is both graphical and textual and everything.
Oh,
everything
yeah. They have Gantt views where you can look at how things are progressing, you know, by protocol. They've got network diagrams that show how the different nodes are communicating with one another.
And you said that was in beta so that people can download it? Or
yeah, I believe if you're on the TAP program, you can download the current beta.
Cool. And it will be out sometime later in the year, I'm guessing.
I don't have the release date handy,
but
we'll have the PM this year. You'll be able to start using it. We'll have the PM come and do a full demo.
So I guess for now, if you want to get used to that type of approach, you could play around with Network Monitor and get used to the idea of, because it still has conversations, it still has parsers, get used to the idea of having this aggregate strong tool and then leverage that experience when Message Analyzer comes out.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah.
Message Analyzer, by the way, is also integrated into our infrastructure, which is really cool. All of our engineers will be using that.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thanks for your time.
Yeah. Well, that's the show for this week. Thank you for joining us. If you have questions, you can leave them right down there, or you can email us at defragtools@microsoft.com, and we'll see you next week.
Have a good week.
Thank you.